For our public reading today, we will be, and especially for the sake of those that weren't with us yesterday, we will be in Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to begin with verse 9 and read to the end of the chapter. If we should be able to get a bit further, we will, but that would be the public reading for us. And then Emil will give us a brief recap of what we had yesterday.
Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 9 to the end of the chapter. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh made by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward, in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in all and will worship, and humility, and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh.
So, what city are we in?
We are in Colossae, and on Monday morning when you open your inbox, you found that you have an email, the E in email stand for an epistle, right? Are you awake?
Yes.
All right, good. And you open that epistle and you find, or that email, and you find you got mail from the Apostle Paul. You were copied on it. It was sent to the Colossian and you were CC'd. So it's not only written to the Colossian, it is also written to us. So this letter, this epistle, is for you. And as we read for the last couple of days, very briefly, the apostle was so happy to hear about the saints. He was very, very happy. He commanded them for their faith in the Lord Jesus, for their love, for their hope. He prayed that the Lord will give them full knowledge, power to walk. He started explaining to them what they probably have but did not know. They weren't aware of how the Father have took them out of the sphere of darkness, that circle of darkness, that power of darkness, authority of darkness, and translated them into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And He starts opening before them the greatness of that Son of His love. The greatness of Christ. Because, look, If you leave this conference with only one thing, that one thing should be Christ is sufficient for everything you need. You do not need anything out of Christ. That's, if you get nothing at all, please go home with that, that whatever you need is in Christ. And he told them, he is a creator. He spoke that world into existence. But not only that, he is the one who's sustaining that world. And not only that, when that world was ruined by sin, he was the one who came in and such a great cost. Took those who were alienated, their state of mind was so bad. They were enemies to God. They have nothing to think about God but just hatred and enmity. And he took them and he reconciled them. He made things right according to God. He brought them back to God. God, as we have heard, have not moved. We have moved away. He brought us back to God. So he's explaining to them that the origin of the universe, he is explaining to them what is the remedy for sin, because there were people walking around having their own idea about the origin of the universe and how sin came into this world. So what you hear today in your schooling or in the books that you read, it was going on at the time of Colossae too. There are people who have the same idea about how the world came into existence and what is the question of sin and how we solve it. It was there. It's the same thing that was there. It is today. Maybe just the books have different titles now and they are written on computers or on e-books, not on parchment like it used to be in the old time. And then he explained to them another thing, mysteries, things that were not known. Remember, mysteries means things were not known in the past and it's now open to them. He told them about the mysteries. He told them that he is a minister. He is a servant that God entrusted him with the gospel and with the truth regarding to the assembly. And he told them in that Christ in you is the hope of glory. All of these Jews and Gentile now are united together and Christ in you is the hope of glory. But he felt in his own soul that the enemy was going very, very hard after them. And he was going in a very subtle way. Enemy was trying in verse 8 to captivate them, to make them captive. He wanted to enslave them. He wanted to draw them away, to lead them away by something called philosophy. Now, you would think philosophy, that's really something that's really good. Loving of wisdom, that's nothing wrong with that. Right? It's something good. I want you to understand that when we talk about these things, and we talked about professors in universities and everything, we are not saying that studying is bad. We are not saying science is bad, because there is a lot of PhDs that believe in creation. There is a lot of PhDs that have ability and intellect that they believe in the word of God. Just like there are others. So we're not talking about, thank God for science. Thank God for medical discovery. Look, if they didn't know how the eye works and I wear glasses, I don't know how I'll be able to function. So there is nothing wrong. They found out how the pancreas worked and they start discovering the insulin. Brother Chuck talked yesterday about you leaving your needles on the tray. You know, these are the things that, thank God for the science. So we are not knocking down science at all. But what we are saying is this. Science or thinking, if it's not in accord with the word of God, with the revealed word of God, they go wrong. That is really the bottom line. Philosophy is the ability to think, to analyze, and to come up with investigation to a conclusion. If that's governed by the revealed word of God, wonderful. I want to think. I want to analyze, but I want it to be controlled by the word of God. But what happened there is people rejected the revealed word of God and they said, okay, it's not really that bad. But let me tell you, there's something more than that. We're going to start inject our ability, our intellect, our thinking, and come up with conclusion. And what they come up with conclusion is completely against what the word of God has revealed. And he said, don't let anyone take you that way and captivate you this way. This is not what the scripture is saying. Young people, old people, everybody. Anytime somebody says something in the meeting, at school, in the university, examine that in the light of the word of God. If it's in agreement with it, wonderful. If it's not, you have to take the class, you have to study for it, you have to pass the test. But that's where it ends.